Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll have a set of insightful songs, and we have three birthdays to commemorate. The first being that of William Franklin Graham Jr., better known as Billy Graham. Last week, November 7th, marked his birth in 1918 near Charlotte, North Carolina, to William Franklin and Morrow Coffey Graham. Billy was the first of four children. The elder Graham was a successful farmer and businessman, and the family regularly attended the Associate Reformed Presbyterian Church. In 1934, evangelist Mordecai Fowler Ham began preaching at a series of revival meetings in Charlotte and stirred up considerable controversy with his charges of moral laxity at the local high school. Billy attended the meetings, partly attracted by the controversy. Graham was led, while listening to Ham's preaching, to commit to becoming some sort of Christian worker. So here, to start off a miraculous set of songs, is Cecil Scott and his Bright Boys.
Da 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 strange as it may be. I never laughed or sang a song until the day you came along and smiled at me. Love can weave a miracle right before your eyes. The day we met, I seemed to see an angel walk right up to me from out the sky. Yes, baby, some magical power brought us together like this in one magical hour. Strangers were sweethearts in one little kiss. Oh, I believe in miracles. Honestly, I do. No wonder I get lyrical about that certain miracle that gave me you. Yes, baby, you. Thank you.
we started off that religious set of tunes with Cecil Scott and his Bright Boys, and one of Scott's own compositions, Lord, Lord, from November 19th, 1929. Then we heard from Fats Waller and his rhythm, the rhythm in this case being Bill Coleman on trumpet, Albert Casey on guitar, Charles Turner on bass, and Harry Dial playing the drums on I Believe in Miracles, recorded in Camden, New Jersey by Victor on January 5th, 1935. Then it was the Band with a Million Friends, Hod Williams and his orchestra, and Shades of Hades, written by Larry Clinton, and recorded on August 2, 1937. The Hod Williams Orchestra was a territory band from Charlotte, North Carolina. It was very popular and toured all over the South, playing at the Hotel Charlotte, the Wagon Wheel in Nashville, and the Rainbow Grill in Hollywood, Florida. And we finished up with The Temptation Rag by the Rhythm Rascals, one of a number of pseudonyms for J. Wilbur, whose real name was Wilbur Blinko. The Temptation Rag was recorded in London on June 19, 1935. And you heard it all on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We have some exceptional records coming up right after this. Last week, November 8th in 1895, the first X-ray pictures were taken. Scientist William Rentgen had been experimenting with electricity, but when he failed to turn off a machine he was working with, it overheated and emitted rays. After a lot of head-scratching, hypothesizing, and equation writing, Rentgen came up with the scientific principle that would allow him to take X-ray pictures. Although X-rays had been observed before this, Rentgen was the only one to perform repeated experiments proving that his machine worked. He may have been a brilliant scientist, but he was a lousy businessman. He never patented his X-ray machine and never received a cent for it. Thinking of X-rays reminded me of Superman's X-ray vision in the Ray Milland movie X, the man with the X-ray eyes. So here are some songs about eyes. What, you thought I was going to play songs about X-rays? Here's Carl Radlich and his orchestra.
Thank you. A whole lot of trouble. Oh, stop. stops rolling. Them there eyes all really can't stand it. Here's my heart gonna hand it to them there
the way you used to be. I've got eyes and I can see you've been stepping out on me. What a surprise I was. You can't alibi, try as you may. That look in your eye just gives you away. Now you got yourself in a jam. You're gonna lose your honey lamb, 'cause you can't pull the wool over my eyes.
Can't Pull the Wool Over My Eyes, or those of the Swing Rhythm Boys from August 19th, 1936. Ronnie Hill performed the vocal on that one, and if that band sounded familiar, it's because it's essentially the same as the Rhythm Rascals, which we heard a while ago. Jay Wilbur changed the pseudonym for the band from Rhythm Rascals to Swing Rhythm Boys in the summer of 1936, in order to be associated with the swing style, which was very much in vogue at the time. Before that, Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra from 1929 and Look in Her Eyes. That was preceded by Them Their Eyes, Gus Arnheim and his orchestra with the Rhythm Boys, Harry Barris, Bing Crosby, and Al Rinker performing the vocal. And we started the whole thing off with Be Careful With Those Eyes, which is something I'd think you'd want to do, particularly if you had X-ray vision. That was recorded May 14, 1930, and credited to Carl Radlich and his orchestra. Actually, it was the Bernie Cummins Orchestra. While under contract with Victor, the Bernie Cummins Band made several sides for the American Record Company as Tommy Gott and his orchestra, and as Carl Radlich and his orchestra. Wally Smith was on alto sax, and the trombone solo was by Bob Gebhardt. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL 88.7 FM Avalon. Your requests and comments are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, by snail mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711, or by phone to area code 909-641-0805. I hope to hear from you. We'll be back with an all-star set of Rapidly Rotating Records right after this. Last week, November 9th, marked the birth in 1934 of author and astronomer Carl Sagan. Carl Sagan was professor of astronomy and space sciences and director of the Laboratory for Planetary Studies at Cornell University. From the beginning, he played a leading role in the American space program. He briefed the Apollo astronauts before their flights to the moon and was an experimenter on the Mariner, Viking, Voyager, and Galileo expeditions. A Pulitzer Prize winner, Dr. Sagan was the author of many bestsellers, including Cosmos, which became the best-selling science book ever published in the English language. 500 million people in 60 countries have seen the accompanying Emmy and Peabody Award-winning television series. He received 22 honorary degrees from American colleges and universities for his contributions to science, literature, education, and the preservation of the environment, as well as awards for his work on the consequences of nuclear war and reversing the nuclear arms race. Out of the billions and billions of records with songs having to do with stars, I've chosen four to share with you this evening, starting off with the California Ramblers.
Your dreams don't count when you're counting the stars alone. Thank you.
darling that I want him if you can. He's been away so long I almost doubt him. My life is just an empty shell without him. Evening star, no matter where you are, shine out and help me find my man.
Thank you.
We started off that all-star quartet of records with Counting the Stars Alone, the California Ramblers, from September 13, 1929. In November 1921, a nine-piece group assembled in the Vocalion recording studio to wax two titles, The Shake and Georgia Rose, which were issued as Played by the California Ramblers. The California Ramblers never set foot in California. The name was chosen in order to convey a slightly exotic and definitely non-East Coast bent, suggesting that their music was totally new and unconventional. Some other strictly New York-based bands which did the same thing were the Original Memphis Five, Original Indiana Five, Tennessee Tudors, Arkansas Travelers, and many more. The California Ramblers recorded for practically every company and were labeled by about half of them as the Golden Gate Orchestra. After the Ramblers, we heard Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Evening Star from 1928. Then, from the show Follow Through, which gave us Button Up Your Overcoat, Jack Hilton and his orchestra with Sam Brown doing the vocal on My Lucky Star, recorded September 17, 1929. And we finished up with Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang recording in New York on September 20th, 1929, and Stardust. On clarinet and alto sax, Arnold Brillhart, who rendered that virtuoso solo having never seen or heard the music to Stardust before walking into the recording session. The show is Rapidly Rotating Records. The host is Glenn Robison, and the station is Island Radio, KISL 88.7 FM, Avalon. Coming up, Bubber Miley and his Mileage Makers, Ruth Etting, and Sam Lannon's Dance Ensemble when we return right after this. Yesterday marked the birth in 1821 of Fyodor Dostoevsky, political revolutionary and author of The Brothers Karamazov, The Idiot, and other light classics, including Crime and Punishment. You wouldn't think that dreaming would be a crime, but I guess it is, and a crime of which Ruth Etting is guilty.
Is it a crime, loving you dear like I do? If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming a lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving you. Though you've decided that our love is wrong and think that we should part, it seems as though I have loved you so long, you'll always be in my heart. Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of loving. I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming a lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty, guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same.
play the game of stay away, but it costs more than I can pay. Without you I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. I may seem proud, I may act gay, it's just a pose, I'm not that way. 'Cause deep down in my heart I say, I surrender, dear. Little mean things we were doing must have been part of the game, lending a spice to the wooing, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, why then you'll hear my poor heart call. To you, my love, my life, my all, I surrender, dear.
I Surrender, Dear, Sam Lennon's Dance Ensemble with Paul Small taking the vocal on that Hit of the Week recording, which went on sale at your local newsstand Thursday, June 24th, 1931. And if you do the crime and surrender, you might get sentenced to the Big House. We heard Big House Blues, Duke Ellington and his orchestra, from October 14th, 1930. Not only did Duke play piano on that recording, he also arranged it. And we started off with Ruth Etting, who was Guilty, Guilty of Loving You. Guilty was written by Gus Kahn, Harry Axt, and Richard Whiting. Gus Kahn is a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame for his Broadway and Hollywood musicals of the 1920s and 30s. He was born in Koblenz, Germany on November 6, 1886, and came to the U.S. with his parents in 1891 and grew up in Chicago. His first published song was My Dreamy China Lady in 1906. Kahn's first break came while writing with composer Egbert von Alstein. After working with Van Alstyne, Kahn spent the 20s writing hits, teamed alternately with composers Walter Donaldson and Isham Jones. Kahn and Donaldson wrote many hits during the 1920s and gained acclaim for their 1928 score for Whoopi. Kahn got married to composer Grace LeBoy and collaborated with her on songs. In his prime, Kahn averaged about 8 hit songs per year, including Ain't We Got Fun in 1921, My Buddy and Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye in 1922, I'll See You in My Dreams and It Had to Be You in 1924, Yes Sir, That's My Baby in 1925, Side by Side in 1927, Love Me or Leave Me, and Makin' Whoopee in 1928, and many more. Music for the film Ziegfeld Girl in 1941 was Kahn's last work. He wrote many songs for films, mostly for MGM Studios, including the Marx Brothers' A Day at the Races in 1937. Over the years, Gus Kahn collaborated with Al Jolson, George and Ira Gershwin, Sigmund Romberg, Buddy DeSilva, and many more. Kahn was portrayed by actor Danny Thomas in the 1951 movie based on his music and life, I'll See You in My Dreams. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. I'd appreciate hearing from you. You can send email to Glenn at glennrobison.com. Cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. I'll be back next Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio with more Rapidly Rotating Records from out of the archive vault, and music to which you can't not tap your toes.